But Isabel adds, interesting point that's mentioned very often. It's interesting to note always the origin of the statement. This is it. This paragraph, Isabel says, that people in general, when they speak about faith, they consider it a minor item, trivial item. Faith is, of course, it's important. It's trivial. With faith, you go on to study of Torah, mitzvahs, different things, more important items. They're all more important. This is a small item for children. And also, the fact is that my opinion, I state very emphatically that faith is not a small item. It's not a trivial item. Faith is the most important item there is. The main thing that exists, the key to every facet of religion, every mitzvah, is faith. Kol mitzvah secha emuna, the pasuk says. Every mitzvah that exists depends upon faith. If you have emuna, you'll do the mitzvahs properly. Without emuna, there's something definitely lacking. Rinal says, what is faith? Now, what is faith? How do you recognize simple faith? How do you strive for simple faith? Where do you find simple faith? Should you go to the great rabbis, the great leaders, the great tzaddikim, and learn, study faith from them? Rinal says, no, that's not the place. You don't go to the great tzaddikim to learn faith from them. You go there to learn Torah, Musar, mitzvahs, advice. If you want to learn faith, you know where to go? Go to the simple people, the laymen, very simple Jews. You'll learn it once. Those who go to shul every day, we're not talking about the hachamim, they sit in shul all day and say Tehillim, they don't learn such deep kilata, tesmas, yeshenim, and achaninim. They say Tehillim, they do mitzvahs with simplicity. They live a very simple life, but a pure one. They learned the mitzvahs that they have. Observe the Shabbos, kashrus. Do the mitzvahs of the simcha. Observe the davening, say the brachas. With such simplicity, to them, that's life. They don't question it. There's nothing to question with them. But better still, the Benedict says, if you want to see real pure faith, real simple, pure, unadulterated faith, look at the difference between men and women. The power of purity, simplicity in women. When a woman has faith, there's nothing that can shake her faith. It can make it waver. She doesn't look for tricks or for questions or for depth. Tell a woman a mitzvah, a rule, that when she believes in religion, she doesn't question anymore. She has to light candles, she lights candles. Why must I light candles? Why can't I do something else? Because questions never arise. A woman's emuna in Hashem. You believe in Hashem? And she says, of course, period. No whys. I don't want to know why or what or how much. I believe and that's it. This simple, pure faith is found especially in women. A man wants to acquire true faith. He's not supposed to look at women, of course. But he should learn from women what was meant by the simple degree of faith. That as simple as it is, it's so much higher and more pure than the greatest scholars who, through their depth of knowledge and tenor, go into faith also. Their faith does not possess the purity of the emunah of Noshir.